Hello, good morning. It's Maggie May with the Yellow Stiletto Podcast. It is 3:30 in the morning. So I just had a few minutes. I just thought I would talk to you guys about two things that I've been thinking about. Apologize if I have like the sexy morning voice. Maybe you like that. I don't know. That's what you get right now. So yesterday I was thinking that, you know, in business and life and whatever you're up to, if you're up to something big, that there's really only in two forms of currency: people. There's three: people, time, and money. But time and money to me are the same. So we're just going to talk about people and money. So to get anything done that you want to get done, you're going to need people and money. People on the same mission as you, people to handle stuff while you're gone, people as in customers, clients, people. And oftentimes, we're good at one or the other, but rarely do we really excel at both. And for those of us who end up excelling at both are the people who win. So I was thinking about how over time, this last few months, I've been really spending a lot of effort and energy in becoming a better delegator. Because if you listen to my last episode about my dad, rescuing is a tendency that once we learn how to do it, or to do it, or to be a rescuer, or even to get rescued, it doesn't just stop in one area of your life. You can't compartmentalize life like that. So like if you think that your crappy relationship with your dad doesn't impact your marriage or impact your relationship with your son, you're wrong, or your boss, or whatever, right? So if we look at life holistically in that way, and in this context of people as a currency, or people and currency, the people as a currency, so we can become present to, or start to understand or realize the gravity of really taking care of that connection to people. So in the same way as if you rescue someone, they miss the opportunity to grow, in the same way if you don't delegate as a leader, your people miss the opportunity to grow. I'm at the airport. Can you hear that? And this shows up really everywhere. So it's not just like a work thing, right? If you tie your kids' shoes for them every time they scream, they miss the opportunity to learn how do they tie their shoes. And when you're trying to rush out the door to be somewhere on time, it can be really difficult to force yourself to give the four-year-old the extra 5, 10, 12, 15 minutes it might take for them to be successful in that endeavor. So in standing for what you're trying to create in your life, what your priorities are, is going to really help you use that, use what you're trying to create as a touchstone or a North Star to help guide your decision making through the day. So I'm present to this right now because I'm leaving for vacation, and it's the first time that I've never taken my laptop. And I'm super anxious about it because I have to rely on people. I have to rely on people to be able to get things done for me while I'm gone and to solve their own problems. And I'm not going to be there to be the person that they can turn to if they can get stuck. And in that, what will happen for everyone is that they will grow. They will learn that if I'm not there, that they can do things. And is it a possibility that they'll make some mistakes? Yeah, sure. Possibility that they're going to make some mistakes. But in that, then they'll learn and they'll grow, and then I will be able to delegate more, and I'll be able to take more time off and relax more and do less. So same thing, I just talk about the things that I'm like experiencing and that I know. And so another area of my life this shows up in, and you can just look in your life and see where this shows up for you. In regards to like household work or in my marriage or in raising children, like, if I don't ask, like, can you go to the store or will you turn the laundry over or could you put gas in the car, whatever it is, then I stunt my spouse's ability to support me, and then I end up feeling like maybe they aren't needed, aren't valued. Same thing with children. We don't ask them to do things, pick up after themselves, then we rob them of the experience of learning how to pick up after themselves. And it's so much easier as someone who does everything themselves, like a recovering do-it-all. We're going to have to come up with a better word for that, but I'm in recovery right now. So as a person recovering from this, I agree and can completely be compassionate to the fact that it's so much easier for a certain amount of time to just do everything yourself. It's easier to pick up your kids' toys instead of having them do it because it's instantly gratifying and then it's done. But it robs them of that opportunity. And it's much easier to, you know, just do what you need to do or what you see that needs to be done instead of ask for help, because it takes those few extra minutes to make that request, and then you lose control over how that's done. So anyone who's ever rearranged a dishwasher knows exactly what I'm talking about right now. Or you don't like the way the towels were folded or whatever. So you learn to live with letting up to that degree of control so that you don't have to be the one to do everything, because what ends up is burnout, exhaustion, resentment, or just feeling like everyone relies on you and you can never, you know, just get a second to yourself. If you're living in that space, I invite you to just try on that you may have created that. Which is not a fun or comfortable thing to consider, but consider that whatever is going on in your relationships or your work or your relationships with your children, that the common denominator is you. So if you're having to feel like you have to do everything at home and then you feel like you have to do everything at work, what's the common denominator? And so you really just have to look and help and then choose, you know, where are you going to give up control so you can have more freedom? Because that's it. You either get to control everything and have no freedom, or you can have no control and have ultimate freedom. And so you just kind of have to marry those two of where you're going to give and get. I'm not saying, like, just let go of the wheel right now on everything, but pick a couple things that you can delegate to an assistant or a spouse or a child or another team member. That might make you feel maybe just like a little bit uncomfortable, and see how it goes. And then after you do it a few times, you build success on success, and it kind of builds itself over time. And it will put you in a position where you're having conversations that you should be having that you're probably not having about, you know, quality of work and turn times and whatever else is important to you. Just think about the kind of skills you want your kids to have. If you want them to be slobs, just keep picking up after themselves. Keep picking up after them. Because that's what happens. My mom picked up after me. I'm an adult slob. I am like working at it and I'm still not great at it. My poor husband. He's amazing. So that's it. And my mom, it's because my mom wanted me to have this life where I was like a child and I had no responsibility and I could be a kid. And, you know, she didn't do anything wrong there, but that's the result that I got out of that. And then, you know, the other, so we've got people and we've got money. And then, of course, with money, obviously, you know, money is money, right? You can pretty much do whatever with money. But one of the cool things that you can do with money once you start getting a little bit and a little bit of traction is that you can get some awesome people around you. Because typically, not all the time, but typically, you know, good quality people cost. So those two things build on each other. So you get good people that can help you get more freedom, that can help you stay in your zone of genius. There's all kinds of books and all kinds of stuff on that. I won't go into that. But just really, like, what's the thing that you rock at? My thing is strategic vision. I'm really, really good at that. And I'm really not great at anything else. And I'm okay with that. So you have to fill in where you're weak. Most of us do the opposite. We take our weakness and we try to bring strength to our weakness instead of just taking our strengths and just getting them over the top. So do whatever works for you, but I find it easier just to fill in the weaknesses. So I'm like really terrible typo person. So I had to fill in that weakness. So I got Grammarly, and it's like the best thing that I've ever gotten for all forms and all blogs and all emails and all everything. And it catches so many things. And then I'm kind of learning as I go what I see. If you've read any of my stuff before, you know that's true. But that's a weakness. So you get a tool or a person, you know, or whatever you need to get, but just get it. I used to think that I was super stressed and overwhelmed because I had so many things to do. And that's actually not true. I was super stressed and overwhelmed because I was telling myself that I had too much on my plate when I didn't, which is like such a weird paradigm shift for me. But it kind of goes back into that like whole storytelling thing. So anyway, it's super early. I got like 4 minutes before I can check in. I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for listening. And I just invite you to just try on the currency of people. Who can you empower by delegating a task to? Where can you let go of a little bit of control so you can get a little bit of freedom back? So that you can go and do the thing that you're awesome at. Okay, bye guys.